am Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you would subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 82, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on a parent's curse. Actually, the hierarchical structure of a family is not intended for the tyrannical domination or forthright hostility towards your children, but actually for a loving and effective leadership, ergo, threatening or terrorizing your children with dark curses for infinitesimal reasons, actually, is hardly a display of wisdom, restraint, competence, patience, and respectability. Well, James 3 and 10 says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Well, however, the empirical evidence is explicitly unambiguous that God-fearing children should not be scared or apprehensive of dark curses. Numbers 23 and 20 says, God hath blessed and I cannot reverse it. Therefore, the presupposition that because parents do wield a colossal or a pantagruelian influence and power over their children and are able to impose life-affecting curses on them at will is actually incontrovertibly unscriptural, therefore untrue. Lamentations 3 and 37 says, who is it that saith that it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.